Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for September 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two with a goal always to promote God, family, and country and to protect life, liberty, and property. Man, we have a steady goal, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? We've been at it for 20-plus years. We're not about to stop. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It's not about revolution, but it is about restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend, full of God, family, and country, and all the things that matter most. Pray you did something to keep yourself centered so you don't go off out in the weeds thinking that it's all lost. There's nothing we can do. Hopefully you've rejuvenated your spiritual senses to where you can say, you know what, it's not the end of the world. I know people think the blood moons signify the end of the world, but it is not true. Write it down. Remember who told you first. Mormons are worried about it. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints leadership issued a press release that said, hey, it's not the end of the world, folks. Don't panic. There's a lot of good to come in the world, and you can be part of it. It's all about family. Family is the fundamental unit of society. It's about keeping the commandments of God. It's about keeping strong marriages and raising children in the traditions of our founders. It's about using the checks and balances put in place by our founders to restore the republic. It's about good things happening and how you can be part of it all. Are there problems? Without a doubt. Is it a perilous world? Without question. But can you look forward with faith instead of fear? Absolutely. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. On Friday, we had our guest on, Mr. Shane Harger, speaking about one of the good news pieces, Mr. Shane Harger. The indictment of Shane Harger was dismissed. Did you hear me? That's something we've been working on for a year now, folks. They indicted Shane Harger. It complained that it was bogus. Turns out the truth is it is bogus. Shane Harger indictment dismissed. Now, Sam Bushman's question, was it politically motivated? The article is up on libertyroundtable.com, posted all over the internet by Good Honest Patriot Media. And the bottom line is we're having more and more justice. Now, you would say, Sam, that's not justice. He might be indicted again. He's still got a battle. He had to spend a bunch of money. All those things are true. And you can look at the negative side of it if you want to. You can say, man, it's a wow. Look at all the abuse he took, Sam. It's not justice at all. He ought to go after those people. No question. Well, I agree, and he will. But the fact that he's not railroaded completely, that we're able to do some kind of a stop there, is positive news. The fact that Shane Harger is a free man now is positive news. The fact that the judge realizes the abuse and lies and scandal and misrepresentation that has taken place is an endorsement of our position. So is there a lot to be negative about? Absolutely. Is there more to be negative about than positive? In many ways, the answer, again, is a clear, resounding yes. However, what side of the equation are you going to look at? What if we had said it was a lost cause and we never fought for Shane Harger's freedom and for the truth in the first place? See, that's the point to be made. Now, caller White Rose dialed in, chimed in on the reality of no justice in our fictitious nation. To a great degree, White Rose is telling the truth. In fact, second hour we had on Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, and the former sheriff agreed that to a great degree there's not justice in America, and it's sad. But if more Americans stand up, the checks and balances absolutely can work and will provide justice in America. The only question is, are you going to be positive? Are you going to look for the good? Are you going to pray hard and work hard and do what you can to make it better? That's what we need happening. Part of the problem is, you know what? Not enough Americans are standing up for the good, for the right, for the honorable. Representative John Boehner of Ohio is stepping down from his leadership role. And I guess come October, he won't even be in Congress anymore. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. I'm submitting to you that it's probably a poison pill. We'll keep an eye on that as the broadcast unfolds. Kurt, Sam, and former Sheriff Richard Mack enjoy time in the classroom with student scholars. Yeah, one scholar talked about ignorant frogs. Yeah, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just last week. It's available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel and live and on demand, Liberty Roundtable Live and other talk shows syndicated via the Liberty News Radio Network, available at your fingertips free. Also at libertyroundtable.com, live and on demand free radio and a bunch of about 25 unique columnists, hard-hitting content available at your fingertips free. However, if you want to be part of the solution, chime in a couple of bucks. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com. Without further ado, this half hour is brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. And I'm going to have to call the Power Mall a little later today and get some more red stuff and green stuff and some more toothpaste. And just tell them when you call that Sam and Kurt sent you and tell them you want all this stuff. Go look at their website, ThePowerMall.com. As Joyce Riley, our friend and partner, says, do business with the good guys. If you do that, it helps fund our radio programs, ladies and gentlemen. All right. They always try to attack our advertisers. And if that doesn't tell you we're right on target, I don't know what does. Without further ado, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Nice weekend.
Oh, how good.
Was yours?
Mine was fantastic. Kind of crazy, full of things to do, that's for sure.
Of course, yeah.
You know, that's kind of the problem in our society today is I think many of us are just way overscheduled.
God, family, country, weekend,
yeah,
bloated up.
But don't you find that you're a little bit overscheduled a lot of times? Just too many people running too many places and it's just kind of hectic?
You know? Yes.
All right.
Very often.
I think that's, you know, kind of the challenge of our times for all of us. And the key is to learn to focus a little bit more on service to others. A little less of the unnecessary, a little more of the necessary. In other words, a little more service to others, a little more focus on God, family, and country. Slow down. There's, you know, you don't have to do so many things. I don't mean you personally. I'm talking about all of us. Me, of course, included. It's easy to commit to so many cool things. There's a lot of cool, fun, good things to do, Kurt. But sometimes we need to single out the little bit better things and the best things, and that's kind of the challenge of our time, I think, for all of us. And so we're going to always push towards simplification. Nullify those things that aren't that important in your life is the idea. All right, John Boehner resignation. They say it takes Obama by surprise, shouts the headlines. He didn't tell anybody about it until right before the announcement. Do you believe that, Kurt?
Well, you know, in my opinion, that's not the way it is, Sam. But, you know, I suppose you're going to not find anybody to fess up. But I, at least to me, it's not a huge surprise. I mean, frankly, I would have loved to see it coming a lot longer before. You know, they say that they've been feeling a little heat. But this is typically the way this will work now. So now the bunch of folks that have been pushing for that, including me, will kind of, I won't feel like this, but some people will. They'll say, well, let's give him a break because, I mean, the next 30 days he's going to hang around. And, you know, I mean, he's really been a good guy and, you know, we've been kind of mean to him. And so what's going to happen now is the lame duck session for John Boehner is in, you know, it's in high gear, and he's going to have, you know, some folks kind of give him a pass because it's his last 30 days or whatever, but, man, I'd say look out big time for John Boehner in the next 30 days.
Yeah, I'm convinced that John Boehner's resignation, Kurt, is a poison pill. That's my kind of thought, statement, belief on the subject, or whatever you want to call it. What do you think about the poison pill idea?
It's first, my kind of poison. I really appreciate it. Well, I mean, that means it's supposed to be something that's not really the way it is. Man, sure has been a long time coming to get rid of a guy who, you know, I mean, he looked good. Let me say that, you know, when it comes to TV or whatever. But the problem is his actions. You know, he's what you'd call a neoconservative or a guy that just kind of walked down the middle of the road. And, man, when you do that, you get hit by traffic going both directions. It's just not a good picture.
Yeah, to me it's a poison pill. Kurt, do you want to explain to people kind of what a poison pill would be in this scenario?
Well, I suppose it's not something that's healthy.
Okay, good, Kurt. A poison pill in this scenario would be that somehow on our resignation or on our way out, we're going to basically take the destruction pill, if you will, for the constitutionalists or the conservatives within the Republican Party. And the idea would be that you somehow hammer out some negotiations with Pelosi and Barack and all these people before you leave, to where you've almost set the stage to make it 10 times more difficult for those who would want to push for conservative viewpoints. Maybe preventing somehow the conservatives or the constitutionalists from rejecting Planned Parenthood. Maybe the budget battle was going to be on, but now they've already agreed to a budget deal that we're going to find out the details as time unfolds, is the point. But is there a poison pill taken here? I'm convinced that it's not what it seems. If you think it's going to be all roses for the conservatives, good luck with that deceptive plan. That's the way they always play the game, and it never turns out too well. Speaking of that, we're taking your calls at 866-986-NEWS right after the pause. That's 866-986-6397.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And this segment of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your life? With natural health and healing solutions, it can be done. Take the test, get your score, apply natural health and healing opportunities, and then see what the score is and watch the improvement happen, ladies and gentlemen. Get a hold of Kurt for details. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. We're talking about John Boehner in the news. They say Boehner resignation takes Barack Obama by surprise. My response is not. I don't think so. Could John Boehner's resignation be a poison pill? That's what I personally think. I think that somehow They're going to try to make the fix in for the conservatives. This wasn't just a capitulation like John's going, oh, let's let the conservatives have their heyday before Brock's out of office. Look, Boehner and Brock were good friends. They were civil. They were kind. They'd call each other. They'd work together. They'd sell the Republican agenda down the river over and over and over. And so to believe that it's a conservative move, don't believe it for a second. Everybody's split on this. Some people believe, like me, it's a poison pill. Some people believe it's great news. What, Kevin McCarthy coming up next, the Republican from California. Good luck with that conservatism, huh? The battle's on. Time will tell what it all means. But I don't really see this as a good sign at all. All right, White Rose wants to chime in from Colorado. However, I want to make it very clear, we're willing to take a comment or two. We got a lot to cover today, though. We can't just go back and forth about the legitimate government or not. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Yeah, Sam, I'll take it easy on you this morning, all right?
Well, I don't need you to take it easy. What I don't want to do is battle about something that there's no proof in the pudding for that's a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is proof because it's a documented historical fact that's written down in your law books.
I understand, but hold on. But hold on. But the debate rages on.
Besides that.
In other words, you have proof. That. Hold on. You have proof in reality for a lot of what you say, and I've agreed with that. The point is, it doesn't change the fact that to restore America to its proper greatness, that truth has to become enough on the discussion table for change. And right now, unless we take the media back, and this is kind of my main point for everybody to understand, I give presentations across the country about he who owns the media makes the rules. And the new media takes center stage. Until we get enough of the media to tell our story and to do it cogently enough, we lose the battle because we get shouted down. And a lot of people want to put money into politics or want to do this or want to do that. They're jumping the gun. Until we educate America enough and take back enough of the press, we'll never get that done, no matter how right you are.
All right, you're right. So we got to have something that's in front of the press that'll wow them, okay? So
okay.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I'm going to court in Dolores County, Colorado, and I'm going to use the tactics in retired federal Judge Dale's book, okay, The Great American Adventure.
Hold on, spell his last name.
When you go to court. What's that?
Spell the judge's last name.
D-A-L-E.
Dale, got it.
Federal Judge Dale, in his book, The Great American Adventure, could be downloaded in PDF format on anticorruptionsociety.com. Okay, so I'm using Judge Dale's book and information, and I'm going to the courthouse in Dolores County, Colorado, and the judge who I'm going to appear before, his name is Judge Dale Boyd, okay? Now, Judge Dale Boyd is a judge who believes in not having license plates on his cars and not having a driver's license. So he's a constitutional judge, you would think, okay? So
I would say not so fast, but I hope you're right.
Yeah, well, we're going to bring a constitutional as well as a uniform commercial code issue together before him tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to use these tactics that I described the other day that's in the book, and we're going to see what happens.
Well, and let me just say this. I commend you for doing your very best and to take an action as opposed to talk. I commend you for doing your best to do your research and to get your act together. And for taking it head on, and what I'd love to do is have you call back and give us an update on what happens.
I'm gonna also tell you this. On my website, thewhiterose.simplesite.com.
Hold on.
Whole page.
Hold on. Thewhiterose.simplesite.com. Right.
Correct.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm gonna devote a whole page to it after we get all this through with. I'm gonna compose an entire piece on this whole thing. And I'm gonna lay it down from the very beginning of how it started, and I'm gonna go all the way to the very end of how it ended. Okay? And so you're gonna know the entire full thing in a readable, concise, well printed out PDF document that you can download. All right? And I'm gonna do that as soon as I get it together after.
By the way, I would avoid a PDF and I'd put it in HTML and I'd put links where it'll be shareable.
I'll do both.
Okay, perfect.
There you go. And that's the case, and we'll see what happens.
All right, my friend, we'll keep us posted.
I believe I'm on solid ground. I wish I had a little assistance from the Patriot community out there. Professor Edwin Rivera, I wish he would have given me a call, but I guess he's a little busy and he didn't hear about it. But check my website out, thewhiterose.simplesite.com. And I recommend you check it out thoroughly. Read my comment where it said the White Rose. You could see where I'm coming from. About my death and resurrection that occurred back in July 5th, 1984. I was flying around in outer space with Yeshua. I was arguing with him about going to heaven for 7 hours until he told me that because I was able to come through the portal of death and wholehearted at one mint of will, at one mind with the Father, and total absence of fear, he wanted me to go back and tell you all about this. You can read all about that, what happened to me, how I battled with the evil prince who came up from the darkness, the pit of darkness. And I was consciously unconscious about with all this. My body was laying in the bed, dying, dead. It was dead. I left my body, was dead. The mosquito larvae or whatever was in my body that killed me was dying now. And I needed to be out of my body for 7 hours for them to be defeated.
All right, then do me this. We got to fly.
So there's the story.
Hold on.
About it.
We got to fly. Do me this. Call me back. Let me know what happens with the judge tomorrow, Judge Dale. I wrote down in my show notes, and I'll send that out again. I just typed into Google, and if you want to find this, do the same. Type in The Great American Adventure, Judge Dale, and you'll be able to find the book. And they say sharing secrets about what's happening, what the truth is, with the average citizen. So that's kind of what it's about. There's so many different things to work on in America that it's kind of hard for me. You know, White Rose wants everybody to work on what he's doing. He wants, Vieira to call him back. He wants, there's other guys that I know that say, Sam, if you're really into freedom, you'll fund what I'm doing. I'm going to court. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And you need to really put your money where your mouth is into what I'm doing. And you know, here's the problem, folks. I don't have enough money to contribute to everybody's agenda. I don't have enough airtime to go on everybody's, personal situations. And I'm not downing their situations, and I'm not saying what they're doing is not valuable, and I'm not saying that that they don't have an important issue to handle. What I am saying is everybody in their own minds needs to come up with what they believe is worth their time or is the most valuable way to focus on restoring the republic. And everybody does it differently. And Kurt and Sam, and I don't mean to speak for Kurt, we'll have him chime in a minute, but have decided that radio pretty much is the best way we can make a difference. Okay, Liberty Roundtable is designed to bring all kinds of issue to the table. You hear from more conservative constitutionalist organizations and groups through Liberty Roundtable than almost any other central location. And the goal is to bring all these people together and focus on as much good as we possibly can. Some would say, well, Sam, you guys don't go near far enough. Others would say, you guys are way off the beam. You go way too far. Some would say, well, there's better ways to fight than you're doing, Sam. And others would say, you're doing just right, guys. Do it, keep it up. And we don't know. We're not here to tell you that our way is perfect or that if you listen to us, it's the only right way or the only good way. But we are saying that we believe the media is one of the biggest ways to advocate for change. Okay, it's one of the best ways to work with inside the system right now, as long as we can speak out, to really change the narrative towards liberty. I'm going to have Kurt respond to that when we get back. And then we're going to jump into the Kentucky clerk again, Kim Davis. You are listening. We're also going to talk about Donald Trump, okay? Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so the point I'm getting at is it seems like everybody wants everybody to support their efforts. And if you're not supporting their efforts, then man, whatever they're doing is worthless. I've been guilty, to be honest about this, I've been guilty a little bit of this too. It's frustrating when you're working so hard on something that you completely believe in and man, nobody else wants to come to the table and help with it. It's like, man, nobody's a patriot but me. I know that's not a reality, and that's the whole thing I'm speaking against right now, is that, you know what, we have the tendency to do that, all of us, justifiably so, when we believe what we're working on is so important. The problem with that is that other people have that same view, and who's to say who's right? Kurt, your thoughts?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and we've, as you said, we've seen this over our, I guess you could say, our career. You know, our time doing this since the early 90s, as we, I guess you could say, woke up to the fact of, you know, where we were and how there are solutions and ways to improve things. You know, we've felt many times that we would like to, I guess you could say, change the efforts of certain ones and say, hey, unite with us. But, you know, there's a few that see the value of our efforts, but on the other hand, some who feel that their efforts themselves, their manner or systems that they employ are, well, better,
more worthy,
more suited or whatever. They must, or else I'm sure they would join us, you know.
Well, and everybody does what they think is best or what they're led to do. And at first I used to think they need to come to our table or they're not for real, you know. But I'm learning that maybe God has a plan for all these different people. And maybe there's reasons that, one, we're working on liberty. And two, maybe there's reasons we're not even working together. Maybe there doesn't need to be one great whole or, you know, and we could, in my mind, we could gain so much more if we were. But again, that's my just my little old mind. And, you know, God's in charge and he knows. And what I needed to do is just focus on prospering my efforts with my best, and others can do the same, and the Almighty can bring about his purposes and all of that, and I guess I just need to work on my little part and do what I can do and let the rest go. And so anyway, the reason I say that is there's a lot of people out there, White Rose is one of them, where, you know, he'd love me to just stop everything, get caught up on his issue, and that's the issue that's going to save America. or, you know, bust out into to the, you know, greater knowledge coming forth or whatever. I don't deny that several points White Rose and others have are correct. I don't deny that there's a lot of court cases out there and a lot of battles that people have, personal battles, that are worthy of the fight. I don't deny that at all. The problem is that as a nationally syndicated radio talk show host who has a full-time job not in radio, who does radio 2 hours a day with our own talk show, and by the way, the prep takes at least that time again or more if you do a good job, and I own a radio network also, so I run that. And sure, do I make a couple of dollars to cover costs? Yes. Am I getting rich from radio? Not even maybe. And you look at all that and I say, you know, my goal is very focused on, I believe this, he who owns the media makes the rules. And the new media is taking center stage. And between those two things, those are where my efforts are focused. And somebody calls me and says, Sam, you got to really help us with this case. You got to really help us do this or do that. Or, and my response is, I just can't derail what I do to drill into all that and become the great advocate for that agenda. What I can do, though, is this. Like I told White Rose, look, let's stay on target. You know, I feel bad if he got sick, you know, sick 30 years ago and had an epiphany in life or whatever you want to call it. But it again, there's hundreds and thousands of those kinds of stories with different twists all over the country. A similar thing happened to my uncle. He died on the operating table and he believed he's had an out-of-body experience or whatever, a view of the life after, etc. And I'm not here to down those experiences. I'm just here to say we can't cover them. There's too many of them, and they're complicated. They create a derail from what we're doing. However, if White Rose calls in and says, hey, guys, I am a listener. I love the program, guys. Thanks for giving me a chance to speak out. Thanks for the roundtable letting me sit at the table and tell you a tale really quick. I believe there's a guy by the name of Judge Dale, who has a book out, The Great American Adventure, then, guys, you ought to read it. It's available now, and it'll really wake you up to what's happening. And by the way, I'm going to use Judge Dale's tactics to go to court tomorrow, and I'm going to, take this, documentation from Judge Dale and turn it into reality on the ground in my courtroom tomorrow, and I'm going to call you back and give you an update on what happens. We've got plenty of time to let, you know, people all around the country do that. We do. And there's not only Liberty Roundtable, but there's plenty of other talk shows that we syndicate as well that'll let you tell those tales. And what only thing we ask is that you don't take up too much time with the intricacies of the case, meaning make it so complicated the average Joe just can't follow the twists and turns. Okay, you've got to make it a couple of paragraphs at most, kind of a summary of what's going on. It's not that we don't care about the details, it's that we just cannot keep up with them. There's too many cases. Now, somebody also would say, Sam, why would you take on Shane Harger's case and not, you know, mine or this or that or whatever? Because I'm a vice president of operations with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, also known as the CSPOA. If you want to get a hold of us and join, we'd love it. CSPOA.org, okay? The reason why is because Shane Harger was a police chief, and he got fired as a police chief. We personally, our humble opinion is that it was politically motivated for him attending our organization. So we help him because he was a police officer. We help him because a lot of his troubles stemmed directly from attending our event. That's a whole lot different than just the average citizen. He also can and has spent a lot of time to promote proper police work, people keeping their oaths of office, so he can give back to the organization in some way, too. So we can help different people. We tried to help Nick Finch in certain ways, but Nick Finch didn't really want help. He wanted to just admit to it and move on. Well, he may be a different thing. Sometimes we may misjudge somebody's character. You know, we thought that he was a good guy. Maybe he still is. I'm just here to say I'm not pleased with how things went down for Nick Finch. Wow, I'm completely wrong. Sorry, guys. Nick Finch, we went and helped completely. Wow, am I out in the weeds. Nick Finch, we helped completely with a bunch of money, and he won. Okay, he won, right? What's the sheriff in Missouri that I was talking about, Kurt? Do you remember his name?
That's what I was wondering about on the
Nick
Finch.
No, it's not Nick Finch.
If you had some
Nick Finch is great. No.
Info on that.
I'm just out in the weeds, Kurt.
Missouri.
Joey Kyle. Got it. All right.
Okay, yeah,
Nick Finch is a great guy. We helped him. We helped Shane Harger, two great guys. Joey Kyle, on the other hand, in my opinion, didn't really probably want our help because he wasn't doing exactly what he should be doing. And Joey Kyle's going to jail, and we're sad to see it, but at the same time, You know what? Look, we don't stand with individuals. We stand with principles, Kurt. And as long as individuals obey those principles, they're friends of ours. And when they don't, they seal their own fate, in my opinion, and cut the ties that bind us, so to speak. So, anyway, our prayers are with different people. The reason I go off on this whole thing about White Rose and about different agendas, you know, I've had so many calls from so many people. And then if I don't jump to their aid, then they say, you're not a real patriot like you say you are. You're not really genuine. You talk a good talk, and you, and people have emailed me about that. And then I've written back and said, look, give me the details of your battle. Give me a one paragraph detail. And rarely do they do it. Then I say, I'm willing to have you give updates of what's happening in your case. I'm willing to find you an attorney. You know, and there's always reasons why it doesn't work out. So people attack me hard until they find out that I am for real. And this one group from Missouri called me and said, Sam, you're not for real. And I said, that's not true. Here, look, give me your attorney's name. Give me a bullet point. You know what? 5 or 6 bullet points of your case. Give me maybe a paragraph or 2 background so I can get my arms around it. And not only will I put your attorney on the radio, or if you don't have an attorney, if you want to go, some would call it pro se or self-representation, I'll put you on the radio. Come on the radio, let's talk about it. And then if you want, if somebody can cover my costs, I'll be glad to even fly out and help set up a rally in your behalf. I just can't pay to travel for everybody's agenda. I don't have the money, guys. I just don't. I have 8 children. 2 of them are getting married this year alone, for example. I don't have the money. I'm not begging for your money, but I'm saying, look, for us to grow what we're doing, it's going to take the help of others. I can only put in so much money, so much time, so much effort myself. I'm giving it all that I have, and I've done so for 20 years. The way we got into radio, by the way, is I sold a house that we built, took the money, and bought a radio station. Now, my wife and others might say, for the stupidest thing you could have done, what are you doing? Well, you know, they're half right, it seems. But I care about this that much. And so I'm not the only one that cares about it that much. Kurt Crosby and others moved their whole family 100 miles to help us. And many times they've worked hours and hours and hours for no pay. I mean, how stupid is that on the surface, right? But we do it because we care, folks. So we're not telling you we're the ultimate patriots and nobody else's efforts matter either. What we're telling you is we're doing our very best. And so I tell these people, I say, you know what, get my arms around this case. I'll help you cover it. I'll do what I can. And then it just seems that magically they don't have somebody that can go on the radio. Well, they don't have an attorney. Someone never really writes up the summary or the bullet points for me. Somebody never gets me in touch with the facts. Somebody never provides the documentation that I need to get comfortable to cover it. It just goes on and on and on. And then ultimately it comes down to, Sam, if you don't put in money, then you're just a hater and not who you say you are. I disagree with that. Look, we gave White Rose the chance to tell you the book, to tell you the websites that he feels are important to restore the Republic. And we're going to let him come back and cover what happens to him in court by using that method. What more could you ask out of Liberty Roundtable Live, huh?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, It's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Speaking of the efforts of different people, Kurt, and again, I don't mean to down anybody's efforts. Everybody's doing the best they can, and I think we need more people that see the value of what we're doing, and maybe the harder we work, the more they'll see the value. But Kim Davis, Kurt, the judge in Kentucky that said she won't go along with the gay marriage certificates, etc., she now joined the Republican Party. She got elected as a Democrat, Kurt, but now she changed to be a Republican, and she showed up as a rock star to the Value Voters Summit. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, as far as I know, at that event, it was quite a bunch of cheering when they heard that Boehner was on his way out. So at least, they don't seem to be like milk toast Republicans.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird. So that's what Kim Davis is doing. Did you study the Value Voters Summit, Kurt, to see what happened?
I can't really tell you the whole thing. I do know that if they did respond like I heard, it seemed like I heard an event or somewhere where Marco Rubio was talking. And yeah. Apparently he is the one who announced, hey, you know, Boehner resigned or whatever. And that was a long, you know, it was an extended period of applause that followed it. So, in my opinion, you're not going to hear that at an RNC, establishment insider kind of event. They'd probably be breaking out in tears, you know, crocodile ones or whatever.
Yeah, so the bottom line is, the Value Voters Summit, let's just start out and say that I don't think Rand Paul even attended this year, Kurt. It's hard to find information on it, you know what I mean? But I don't think Rand Paul attended. All right, now, Donald Trump and Marco Rubio had a big old battle there. Donald Trump called Marco Rubio a clown, Kurt.
Donald Trump called Marco Rubio a clown.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what you call like kind and gentle, but it should give him some coverage. The thing that I'm seeing lately is it doesn't matter almost what Donald Trump does. They're not giving him the coverage they did, which will basically make him kind of melt away, in my opinion.
So here's the headline to prove your point.
The other guys.
The results are in at the Value Voters Summit. And for once, Donald Trump did not win a conservative poll, Kurt. The straw poll at the summit, they say, a conservative gathering hosted by the Family Research Council in Washington. Guess who won it, Kurt?
Looks like Cruz won.
Ted won it for the third year in a row, Kurt.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Let's try to get more data on the, let's see, Value Voters. I don't know who came up second or whatever, but as far as I know, it's a pretty
Cruz had 35% of support, Kurt.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Followed by neurosurgeon and now turned politician.
Yeah, Carson.
Ben Carson at 18%. Followed by
35-18.
Huckabee came in third, 14% of supporters.
Okay.
Followed by Florida Senator Marco Rubio at 13%.
There you go.
Guess who came in fifth, Kurt?
Let's see. That would be... That's Trump, right?
The Donald. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Now, the bottom line is they say the religious conservatives aren't buying what Trump has to offer. Trump appeared with a Bible in his hand. But the second he criticized Rubio and called him a clown, people started to boo, Kurt.
They didn't like that, huh?
No, they didn't like that too much, yeah.
That doesn't seem too Christian, if you will.
To call somebody a clown or to boo?
Well,
or both.
I guess either one of them would be.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, kind of an interesting battle. And again, I don't know if it's Trump's trying to prevent Rubio from busting out. It's hard to say, but, you know, it's fascinating.
It does
Ted Cruz blew
that,
everybody away, Kurt.
Yeah, it does say that, according to thehill.com, it says that eight candidates took to the stage. They say you've got Cruz, Carson, Trump, Rubio, Huckabee, as well as, they say, Senators Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and Governor Bobby Jindal.
So Rand Paul did go.
According to this report.
I guess he was just so far on the bottom he didn't even place.
Let's see. I don't see those numbers.
Now, let me tell you what I find fascinating about this. If Rand Paul didn't place, here's what's interesting. As far as I understand, Ron Paul took the Value Voters Summit several times in a row, and so did Rand was up there one time, too, I think. How does Rand just become a rock star at that place and then just disappear? Something's not adding up, Kurt.
But this isn't the same thing as the, what's that thing called?
I doubt it.
There's some different ones, but I was thinking this is a different deal.
Yeah, I don't know what you're comparing to, but this is the Value Voters Summit, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. Third straight year, they say, Cruz wins. I wish they had a little place where you can go see, hey, the past, I don't know, 20 years or whatever, but I think we're getting mixed up with a different group.
Okay, maybe so.
Another one.
If you could find out what that is, we could talk about it. Until then, though,
I'm working on it.
I don't know what that means, but the results are in at the Value Voters Summit, though. And for once, Donald Trump does not win a conservative poll.
Yeah.
And Texas Senator Ted Cruz winning over voters and leading the pack, they say, for the third year in a row. That's pretty telling. Cruz had 35% support. Now, that's pretty rock star support. And what's fascinating about that, Kurt, is Cruz hasn't really been in the top of any other poll at all.
Yeah. They say Jeb Bush didn't show up. Chris Christie didn't show up. John Kasich and Carly Fiorina didn't show up.
Yeah, no, that's kind of surprising. Carly should have showed up. But none of those four would be on my consideration list anyway, Kurt.
Oh, let's see.
You know, they just wouldn't.
I guess they say that Christie and Graham did worse than Bush. Both were tied with four votes. Let's see. Bush, he got seven votes in the straw poll. Anyway, bottom line is it was a smackdown for Cruz.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though. Will that affect him and how big of an influence or whatever you want to call it is the Value Voters Summit, Kurt?
Well, you mentioned that it was hard to find details on it, and to me, that's the whole point of it. Depends on who's going to cover it, and most people, if they're not told about it, then it will be like a non-issue and won't affect things a lot. But it is interesting that Trump showed up to the event.
So Donald Trump,
fifth place,
that's pretty...
With 5%.
That's what he got, 5%?
Yeah, that's what they say.
So, you know, it to some degree shows how out of touch Christians are with the nation, and Christians are with the Constitution to a great degree, in my opinion, Kurt. The nation thinks polls at the top. The nation thinks Trump's at the top of the polls.
Yep.
And the Christians would say Cruz is at the top of the polls. I would say the problem with Cruz is he's not constitutionally qualified to serve. And I would say why would we go for a Trump who, you know, I'd really like to have a conversation with Trump about the Constitution. A lot of what he says is constitutional and good. A lot of what he says and does I agree with. But is he a constitutional candidate? And when it comes to Ted Cruz, you know, he's got some real baggage, in my opinion. One, he's not constitutionally qualified. Two, and more. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I could tell you what Cruz told him that they like to hear if you want to hear.
Sure, if it's not too long, because he probably talked for 20 minutes.
It's about a paragraph.
Okay, good. That's perfect.
At least they say Cruz vowed to rescind all of President Obama's illegal and unconstitutional executive actions.
Which I would agree with doing 100%.
And he said he would order the Department of Justice to prosecute Planned Parenthood, instruct the DOJ, and that's the Department of,
Justice.
And Internal Revenue Service to end religious persecution of Christians, of citizens, rip to shreds the Obama administration's nuclear deal with Iran, and move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Anyway, that's what they say he said. He said that's just day one. And then he says there are 365 days in a year, 4 years of a presidential term, 4 years in a second term. By the end of the 8 years, this ballroom is going to be a whole lot bigger. By the end of 8 years, there will be a whole lot of reporters and journalists who have checked themselves into therapy.
There you go. Anyway, so, you know, again, a lot of what Cruz would do, I completely agree with. However, there's two, in my opinion, poison pills in Ted Cruz. One, his wife works for the Federal Reserve. And if we're ever going to restore America, it's going to have to start with honest money, Kurt. And so Ted Cruz cannot advocate for honest money or he jettisons his wife. And secondly, Ted Cruz just simply isn't constitutionally qualified. And if we don't care about those constitutional qualifications, then we're in real trouble, because what other pieces of the Constitution do we just want to set aside for convenience? Now, you might debate and say, well, Sam, there's not even evidence. There's a debate about it, whether he's even constitutionally qualified. I agree. I'm not saying that I'm 100% right and everybody else is wrong. What I'm saying is, why do we want to go down that road of pushing the envelope and straining at gnats or questioning this issue? Find somebody who's clean that we don't have to worry about. So that's the problem that I have with Cruz, but I agree with a ton of what he says. Well, Trump or Cruz, huh? All right, Trump had a lot to say. I got some sound bites we'll play on Trump and some details. They say, why are you so thin-skinned, Trump? And he responds, I want to get into that. Then our guest next hour, right after that, will be Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. We'll get his take on the speaker, Boehner, Bales, and more, and what it all means for the rest of us out here in, what, the, quote, great unwashed country, that kind of stuff? All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, Sam and Kurt. We can restore the Republic, but we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.